In our second segment tonight, we're visiting with Jen O'Connor, Director of Policy and Advocacy for Prevent Child Abuse New York, where she focuses on impacting the root causes of abuse through policy change, thereby strengthening families and the systems that serve them. Jen is here to talk about Prevent Child Abuse New York and how it helps give kids a healthy, successful future. April was Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we want to welcome you for joining us, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
Jen, please tell us about the incidence of child abuse in the state.
So 95% of child maltreatment in New York State is actually neglect. About 9% is physical abuse, and then a little over 27% is classified as other, which includes substance abuse. And then smaller percentages for sexual, medical, and psychological maltreatment. I think it's important to note that if we're looking at age, 20% of maltreatment occurs between the ages of 0 to 3. That's higher than the U.S. rate of 17%. And the highest incidence of reported maltreatment is actually infants. 27% of victims are under the age of 1.
So what is your organization's mission? Are you a service organization or an advocacy or a combination of the two?
So we're a nonprofit, 501c3 statewide organization. We're the only statewide organization that focuses solely on preventing child abuse and maltreatment. We have three main things that we do. The first is public awareness. The second is training at the community level. And the third is policy and advocacy. And our mission is healthy, happy children.
Could you please talk to us about the legislation enacted in New York State that makes New York the forefront of this important movement? And how does your organization affect policy?
Sure. So we step into the policy arena in a number of different ways and primarily focus on the root causes of abuse. So we work on policy that strengthens families, things like housing, things like childcare. So things that will strengthen families and help them to not be stressed out. In terms of legislation, we were just at the governor's bill signing yesterday in New York City, the domestic violence firearms bill that was passed, taking firearms away from domestic abusers. We know that there's a correlation between domestic violence and child abuse, and we know that children who experience child abuse end up with what we call ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences, that then lead to chronic health problems and other problems later in life. So that's one bill that we supported this year. We have two pieces of legislation that we're supporting. One is a tax checkoff that would allow people to donate, when they're doing their taxes, a dollar or two to child abuse prevention. That would help, you know, raise a little bit of revenue and raise some awareness. And then we have a bill that is supported by the New York State Coalition Against Domestic Violence that would mandate training in adverse childhood experiences and trauma for domestic violence shelter staff. So when, you know, a woman and her four children come into a domestic violence shelter, they've obviously experienced some trauma, and this would set them up with staff who are properly trained and know how to deal with them.
So it seems like a fairly significant percentage of child abuse may come from, my guess is, some of younger parents who may not be experienced in dealing with children. Some of it may be, related a bit to economics and poverty. But, so if I'm a young parent out there and I'm just being driven up the wall with my crying infant, or even if I'm, older and I got a teenage child, out of control, I guess one, is there education or training available, and how can I ask for help?
Sure. The immediate way to ask for help is to just dial 1-800-HELP-FOR-CHILDREN. That is our helpline, and we can either give you resources or hook you up with where you need to go. And then strengthening what we call protective factors, and those are the things that that we all have in our lives. They're caring people that we turn to in a crisis. They're adequate, knowing where to go for appropriate, adequate resources. So not just going on the internet and Googling what to do with your crying kid, but, knowing that you can call a pediatrician or a friend. So we encourage people and we encourage communities to strengthen protective factors around especially marginalized or high-risk families who may not have those supports ingrained, because we know that the more support you have, the less apt you are to lose your temper with a child.
What was that phone number again? It seemed like it had more than 7 digits.
And it might have. I believe it's 1-800 help for children, but it might be help for kids. So you know what? Go to our website and you will be able to check out those resources.
Okay. When looking at your website, there's something called Pinwheels for Prevention. Tell us more about that.
So the pinwheel is the national symbol from Prevent Child Abuse America of a healthy, happy childhood. You know, just kind of gives an example of what we hope for kids, just a, you know, freedom and playing and having a carefree life. And so during the month of April, we hook interested communities up with what we call seed kits. They're blue and silver pinwheels, and communities take them around the state and do things like plant pinwheel gardens. They do walks with the pinwheels. They do press events with the pinwheels. We did a lot of Facebook posts this year, and we did legislative pinwheel selfies. So we had a legislative breakfast in Albany and asked legislators to take pictures with the pinwheels and then got them out on social media. So it's just a way to raise awareness again that 65,000 children in New York State are abused every year, and we can do something about that.
As part of our headlines earlier, opening up the show, we mentioned that the State Assembly had voted 124-9 to pass the Child Victims Act, which I think they've been passing for quite a few years. And the problem has been in the Senate, where the Catholic Church and Boy Scouts of America and some Orthodox Jewish groups and the insurance industry are not supportive of it. What does your organization feel about the Child Victims Act, which would help child sex abuse survivors? And what can people do right now if they're concerned about that issue?
Prevent Child Abuse New York is supportive of Assemblymember Hoylman's bill, which includes the look back provision, which is kind of the controversial piece. We know, and research tells us, that people don't come forward immediately and often wait a certain length of time to disclose that they've been abused. So we think that the look back provision makes a lot of sense. It is kind of stuck in the Senate. So I would say call your senator and urge them to bring it to the floor for a vote.
So to our listening audience, what are some of the things about child abuse that the average person just may not be aware of, either the incidents or the type of things that occur? Or
I think probably people have a picture in their head of child abuse as an evil person who hits their kid. We don't believe that there are bad parents. We believe that there are parents who are not supported and not informed and don't have the skills to parent properly, right? So, I think also what will surprise people is the over 90% are neglect cases. So,
Over 90%.
Over 90%, yeah. What we see with neglect is the same trauma that we see with abuse. So I think it's just something to be aware of. I think there have been a lot of high-profile cases lately, and what you heard in each of those cases was kind of the neighbor who said, well, I thought there was something fishy going on, but I didn't do anything. Strengthening your protective factors is all about knowing your neighbors, knowing what's going on around you, and making those connections in your community. So if you suspect that something's going on, ask the question.
How prevalent is child abuse, hopefully not, within the foster care system?
I don't have numbers offhand, but I suspect that it's, we do screening, certainly, but foster parents are, I was a foster parent, no different than other parents, quite frankly, and need the support, probably need more support if you're taking in someone else's child and that child is a victim of trauma or a survivor of trauma. They're going to have special needs and you need special training to take care of them.
Well, we've been talking with Jen O'Connor, who's been the Director of Policy and Advocacy for Prevent Child Abuse New York. Certainly, Jen, we want to thank you for coming. Website, more information, how people
check out www.preventchildabuseny.org, and you can see all of our resources, including the helpline number, the correct helpline number, and how to get involved in the Pinwheels for Prevention next April.